Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today, I have the pleasure of chatting with a person who is absolutely at the forefront of applying AI in marketing. I am going to be chatting with Mr. Chris Tung, who is the president of Alibaba Group Strategic Development. Now, most of you folks know Alibaba. It is the biggest retailer on the planet. They're based in China. But one thing a lot of you might know also is that they are at the absolute forefront of applying all kinds of artificial intelligence, machine learning in marketing, amongst other things. So Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. It's an absolute honor to be chatting with you.
Hi, Ami. It's my absolute pleasure to join you today.
So Chris, let's get right into it. And you know, even before this whole generative AI hype, which is probably only about 12 or 13 months old, you and your organization, you had been applying, let's just call it traditional AI and machine learning in marketing for the longest time, right? Could you tell us a little bit about that journey? How have you been using machine learning in marketing? What are some of the cool things you folks have done?
At Alibaba, we don't believe AI is helping the business. We believe AI is the business. We've been integrating AI and machine learning in the operation model of Alibaba to define possibly the best shopping experience for our shoppers. Also for the merchants, we have been leveraging AI and the machine learning to build tools and systems to help the merchants to be able to increase operation efficiency, to be able to reach their customers and get the best transactional results as possible. So I can give you a few interesting examples we've been doing. Just to name a few, first I came to my mind is really the smart search and the recommendation. On Taobao, is the largest e-commerce app that we have in China. That serves around 100 million shoppers a year. And we do have a very large product collections on the platform, namely 2.7 billion of SKUs sold, available on the platform. So if you're a customer of Taobao, you want to buy something, naturally you go to the search because there's too many offers there. But after you search, normally it came out with a long list because there's so many things available. So therefore, from seeing the search result to making the final decision, it could be a long process. Therefore, we have developed this smart search and recommendation functions to be able to base your previous shopping behavior and understanding of your life cycle and all that to be able to give you the right search results with the right recommendation. Not only the product, but a lot of interesting information that fits to your current status. For example, if you're moving a house, you want to decorate your house, then when you search for a new sofa, some matching paintings and paints and all that, curtains will come along as well to help you. So that kind of a intelligent services is a unique search experience that probably leading the world. The other things I'm pretty interested about is the personal shopping experience. When you go to the online flagship stores on Taobao, let's say you go to a Nike store on Tmall, for example. If you're a basketball fan versus me, I'm a football fan. Or if you're fans to a certain players that represents a Nike brand as well. So we're going to see totally different front page of that Nike stores on our platform. We call 1,000 people, 1,000 face project. So everybody's Nike store on Tmall looks different based on what you like. So that actually, as you can imagine, leverage a lot of machine learning in the back and a lot of data of your historical archive. And the other thing which is quite interesting is called the snap and shop function. It uses the built-in camera of Taobao app. When you feel interested about something offline, for example, let's say you see a bottle of wine that you feel really, a nice tasting. So you can take a picture of that wine. Immediately, Taobao app will tell you what it is, what's the price, how many stores will offer the same bottle of wine on Taobao. So you get a very comprehensive search result by just snap your camera. The other thing I have to mention is on logistic. There are more than 100 million hustles going on every day in China. How do we manage that kind of a workload logistic request? It has to involve a lot of AI capability to be able for our logistic arms, Hanyao, to help the merchants to predict demand, predict the inventory requested, and be able to also look at the infrastructure of the logistics to be able to come up with the smart routing for each delivery. And also for the last mile delivery, we have been engaging the AGV, automated guided vehicle, to do the last mile delivery to be able to save the delivering cost. So that actually engages a lot of AI capability, as you imagine, for the autonomous driving, safety production, you know, and also the buyer collectors authentication, all those technologies are involved. So I can keep on going and going. There, almost everything we do relies on a lot of data technology, machine learning, and more AI now with the neural network, deep learning technology, to be able to really sustain the ever-growing momentum of the platform and the large size and demands of the services that we need to deliver on the platform.
So Chris, one of the cool things that you just mentioned while discussing just now was that there are about 2.7 billion SKUs that are available on the Alibaba platform. Are you also using machine learning technology to understand which SKUs to hold and which SKUs to kind of cull? Because I'm sure on a daily basis, you're presented with literally millions of new SKUs, and then you have to do this balancing act between what to keep on the platform and what to remove. Can you give us some insight on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all optimization really depends on the objective. The service quality standard that we define has to be sustained by the product offerings and the service experience we offer on the platform. Therefore, directly, we will mapping all those service standards with attributes of products, right? For example, products that actually associate with repurchase rate or time spent on browsing, all that, or the conversion rate, so on. So there's a lot of metrics that we have to employ to be able to have a fair view of the potential of each SKU. So that framework has been built, and that, as you can imagine, a lot of automatic computations going on to give fairness to all the 2.7 billion SKUs and be able to select the best for our customers.
No, thank you very much, Chris. And this, I hope, is really eye-opening for a lot of our participants and viewers. You know, it's been a while since marketing has been moving out of just advertising and creative to really become a science. And I think what you've just said here really points to that, right? The metrics, the mathematics, the machine learning behind it really is making marketing into a true science. And you folks are at the forefront of this. Really, really cool. One more follow-up question. You mentioned that there are about 100 million packages going around China, and about 10 million of these are now getting delivered using some kind of automated delivery system. I wonder if you can comment on the sustainability and carbon impact of something like this, right? Because I'm sure one of the targets that you folks are looking at and one of the things that we will achieve using, for example, autonomous vehicles and automated delivery is a significant reduction in the carbon footprint of things like the supply chain and delivery.
Yeah. Well, for our business, logistics is a very important part for us to achieve the sustainable target. But out of the logistics, transportation is a big part of it. So we mentioned AGV, you know, with EV car and all that, but it's more than that. We actually have a green logistics system in place, which involves not just the electricity-powered AGV, but also green warehousing, for example, using the green energy and have some battery on the roof, and also the optimization of the routing I just mentioned, which actually cut down the cost and waste of the regular routing, is a great saving of the carbon emission as well. And also a lot of it has to do with the packaging. So how do we recycle the packaging from consumer end? Or how do we reuse the containers, the packaging materials all the way from warehouse distribution center to consumers. So how do we use recycled material for some of the transmission that we've done in the process? So there's many aspects of that. Altogether, we have built this green logistic system to able to reduce carbon emission from a logistics standpoint. But more than logistics, the whole system is powered by green data center because a lot of data I mentioned has to be run on the cloud. And we'd like to have a clean cloud that have data center that use clean energy, renewable energy, as well as has huge increase on energy consumption by focusing energy only on the computation rather than the data center physical consumption itself, so on. So I just want to say logistics is one part, but there's more than that. And cloud computation is a big part of that.
Thank you very much. So I want to now move on to a topic which, you know, everyone has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it feels like we cannot talk about anything else for the last 1 year. Obviously, I'm talking about large language models and generative AI. So I am positive you folks are doing some really, really cool stuff using that already. Can you please give us a little bit of a glimpse at what Alibaba has been up to in this particular field? How have you been already using generative AI, specifically in marketing?
Yeah, I think before we heard the term Gen AI, we have been piloting many interesting projects to use machine learning models to be able to produce what we call smart ads for our merchants based on their targeted shopper's profile and what they're going for their brands. We will be able to compose, like 1,000 face, 1,000 ads type of logic for every consumer to see different ads. And we compose that ads based on exactly in which channel, for which brand. In a nanosecond, the machine will be able to compose a unique version of the ads for the shoppers to see. And that largely increased the click-through rate, as you can imagine. But after end of 2022, we start to hear ChatGPT and so on. We got even more excited and merchants got even more motivated to come to us to ask for new possibilities. So for example, for last Double 11, which is a few months away, as you know, Double 11 Shopping Festival is one of the largest promotion festival in the world, regardless of in China or elsewhere. So every year for Double 11, we launch this new capability to support merchants to be able to manage the growth. And this year with the Gen AI coming in, we launched a set of tools that again, help the merchants to create the copies of their ads, as well as the content capability to showcase the product, especially new products with visuals, with 3D demonstrations, and also the short video clips in an automatic way. So for example, there's a tools for them to have a description of the product, just like how you play ChatGPT, and then the system will automatically translate into those prompts into several different type of product showcasing material sets to be able to push all different introductory sets to different channels for different use. For example, if it's a promotional channel on Taobao, that showcasing will feel very selling, right? Very promotional with limited offer incentive, as you can imagine. But if it's more for information-based type of channel, we will have a quality introduction of that product is about, what the brand is about. And that normally involves quality videos and 3D demonstrations of the products as a product showcasing. So merchants will be able to manage very complicated content creation needs, workloads, but in a very easy way. So in my words, we're evolving the retail platform to a retail platform with a superpower content factory. And from a consumer standpoint, it's also very interesting. I talked about the needs for search, but it's not good enough. With Gen AI, we are evolving as well. We're evolving the personal shopping experience that I mentioned earlier to personal assistant. So we launched a product called Taobao Wenwen, Wenwen in Chinese means ask. You just ask your assistant, right? So as you can imagine, there's a chat box that you can post the key questions for what you want to buy in your mind. And if you're not able to come up with the right question, you can just type a few prompts and Wenwen will help you by suggesting you the right questions. Just, are you thinking this or that? And it comes with a few interesting questions that you feel like exactly that's something you want to ask. And you pick the questions. Of course, it comes with great recommendation and product information, guidance, as if you have a shopping assistant helping you on the site, right? That's a very interesting experience. If you like, you have a butler or something, or personal manager that coming with you, reacting to all your shopping needs with a lot of interesting information that you never thought of. Some key consideration when you buy, let's say, a coffee cup sets, you know, it actually reminds you your family needs, you know, your home color, the table, the color tone of your kitchen, all that. Something that goes beyond to your original thoughts and sweet as your personal assistant. That's a function that we test launched a few months ago. It's well received. Every day, there's tens of million people are using it. It can be done better, I'm sure, because your assistant can be smarter and know you very well as you use more every day. So those are some of the Gen AI products I've launched, and it's going well right now.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for sharing those insights into how Gen AI is already being applied at Alibaba. Where do you see this going next? You know, you already mentioned kind of fine-tuning the questions that this butler or assistant can answer, but what other possibilities for generative AI are you already planning for that you can share with us? Love to hear this.
Yeah. Gen AI is projected to be playing an even more important role for business sector 2024, I believe. I'm a big fan of that, and I'm a true believer in the potential of Gen AI. I think generally for business, Gen AI help us increase the productivity on a lot of things, especially on content creation as the obvious one, right? But more than that, because it's a large language model based, so it also has a strong benefit of present the substance in a multi-modal interface. That actually, part of it is productive related, but part of it also make some of the internal and external communication in the business world more efficient. For example, internally, I'm seeing more and more enterprise using large language model to train their employees. So to build their company's own expert model, and build that, link that with large language model to be able to push to all the employees for their learning, for internal communication. That is more and more popular now. And externally, more and more businesses are using large language model to service their customer, to replace the customer reps. With that model in place, we're also exporting our capability to more and more merchants to be able to help them to build a quality service center with the help of AI. So that's a big one too. So all those are taking place. And I think if we zoom in into the marketing area, I'm seeing, I call it double E, engagement and experience. I think Gen AI is going to largely increase the chances of building innovation in these two areas, consumer experience and consumer engagement. Just example, we build this capability of helping merchants to create a digital avatar for short film videos. For example, you know, content marketing is very important for online marketing, a big part of it. And instead of having someone, could be a celebrity, could be a key opinion leader, could be the owner of the business to be able to speak to a camera and produce a 3-minute short video is still quite costly. If we can use the digital avatar creation model that we provide, you can have a digital figure speaking, you know, very nicely to introduce your product, the benefits and all that very easily. And the good news is that we've learned for films with the digital avatar stand-in as the representative, actually increased the click-through rate of that video by 30%. So it's not only, you know, less costly, but it's more effective. So that's what I call is a totally new customer experience and customer experience that we're providing with Gen AI. Let alone, you know, we're seeing many important players have launched recently the video production capability, you know. So we're seeing now it's easy to make a very a strong quality videos, 1 minute, 2 minute long, in half an hour, you can have a video done. However, there's one thing I need to point out here. I don't think AI is the 100% answer of marketing innovation going forward. Let me put it this way. AI's capability of content creation is like having 1,000 content creators for you instead of one, right, at the same cost. Therefore, at the same cost, you used to probably make 10 films. Now you can make, let's say, 1,000 films. But still, who's going to see that 1,000 film? You still have to place that 1,000 films for your target audience to see, right? In the past, when we make 10 films with professional producers, filmmakers, for each film, we have a target audience predefined before we make the film. So when we place the films, each one should be able to hit the target in a strategic way, although there's a waste, right, in missing the target. But now with 1,000 films in hand, who do you think you're going to push this 1,000 to? There's a chance that none of your target audience are seeing the right film. You're pushing all the films to the wrong targets. So you could end up with making a film with less money, but you're wasting your media dollars there, right? Therefore, what I want to point out is Gen AI is not 100% the answer for marketers. It is what I call digital, the data intelligence, that's the answer. Data intelligence includes data capability and AI, Gen AI. So on one hand, with the data capability, you'll be able to collect the data, clear the data, tag the data, understand the profile of your customers, and be able to map the data with the real person to be able to reach them. Right, so that's the data capability I'm talking about. So with that, you find the right target and you use AI to analyze what exactly they need. And therefore, based on what they need, you use AI to create a lot of contents for them. Again, back to the data capability, you are able to put those creative back in the right track for the right cohort of people that you have identified. So it's more like two components of one engine. One is data capability, the other is AI, Gen AI component. They have to work hand in hand to be able to close the loop. And together, I call it data intelligence. So I want to just point out, so AI is not everything. So just think about Gen AI, then you know that's the end of it. Actually, it could be a problem, new problem that it creates. If you only look at one side of the story, it's a new era. I'm excited about it. Gen AI play an important part of it, but it takes a holistic view to play that right.
I just want to shift gears a little bit and now ask you something at the organizational level. You folks at Alibaba, you've been doing this for a while. Like you yourself said, this is not just since November 2022, but years before that, you folks were already applying traditional AI and versions of generative AI as well. I would like to ask you, from an organizational perspective, what were some of the challenges that you faced? Because this is not seamless. You have to actually have an organization that's built to leverage these kinds of tools in marketing as well as wider in the organization. What were some of the challenges? How did you folks address these? We'd love to hear this.
Like I said, for Alibaba, we believe we're a data company, and naturally, it's part of our DNA to be able to unlock any innovation that leverage our data capability and all the cloud computation capability and machine learning, all that. So from a culture standpoint, it's not such an issue. But the challenge that we're facing is more on the merchant side, you know, because we're running a platform. I think consumers are waiting to be impressed with the new technology. That's not a problem, especially in China. But on the merchant side, it could be overwhelming sometimes. More and more possibilities with data, because we talked about data mining in the past, then we talked about machine learning, then now we talk about deep learning, Gen AI. It keeps coming. And the business is still business. You know, the merchants need to produce the products that consumer wants. It's just how we push the right product to the right people in a much more efficient way that varies, that evolves, right? So there's so much for our merchants to learn. It's a heavy lifting learning process. So our challenge, instead of bringing internal people along, it's more like bringing our customers along. The way we want to do it is we want to build products and tools on a platform level to make it simple to use, easy to understand, and easy to identify the results, the early success, so they get motivated to do more and more. For example, like Haleon, it's a world-leading consumer health company. They have many household brands for the nutrition category. They recently, with our help, launched an AI-enabled platform called Intelligent AI Nutritionist. So basically, it handles all kinds of nutrition or health-related inquiry on the platform to be able to tap into Haleon's own knowledge base and a lot of nutritionalists' expertise to be able to come back with the right guidance and suggestions for the consumers when it comes to the nutrition needs of the family, for the family. So that is a capability we put on the platform, but by working with Haleon's expertise that nobody has. So hand in hand, we will be able to translate the expertise into a service. So that's what we want to do. So they don't have to worry about having that AI capability to be able to right. digest the expertise. And we don't have to worry about compiling such an authoritative knowledge base for health and nutrition. So it's a win-win collaboration.
I think, Chris, what you just mentioned, to me, should be the gold standard for any ecosystem players that are out there, right? Because at the end of the day, what you are talking about is leveraging the power of the ecosystem and enabling your ecosystem partners to become better using the best of your technology and their expertise. So this is a really, really cool example that you just shared. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, another example, we're not just servicing world-leading conglomerate as our clients. We also pay huge attention to small, medium enterprises as well. So especially, I think AI is helping us leveling the playing fields right now. One example I can think of is we're helping a lot of China's SME to export their products to all of the world. And to be able to go into, for example, Southeast Asia as a market, they need to do a lot of adaptation on how to showcasing, staging their products. You know, the language is so different. Each country in Southeast Asia has their own language, even dialects, and culture is different. The way to position the product message is different. Sometimes even the choice of color of the product is different based on their local preference, religions, and so on. So it's quite a job. The business size is not that big, but the adaptation work is huge. So this is where AI come into play. We also build this product for them to be able to the content of the product for different markets automatically. So they can upload you know, the essential materials and really cherry pick the markets they're going to. The system will automatically translate those, you know, basic materials tailored to each market. So that's a very, very useful tools that were provided. I think that fixed the fundamental problems they're facing every day.
This is AI solving real problems that small and medium businesses face, because exactly like you said, the large companies have resources to do this, but the little mom and pop shops who really want to expand, you've now just suddenly democratized the whole field for them, which I think is super cool. Chris, I want to now ask you about your advice for fellow marketing executives. You know, whether it's in large organizations, B2B, B2C organizations, product or service organizations, if you had to give a couple of takeaways for them, whether it be around using of technology like AI or generative AI, or about targeting the right customers, or about expansion, what would be some of your key advice or advices to folks who might be listening in?
Yeah, I can think of you. First of all, I think it's important to embrace the change. Yes, everybody talks about Gen AI and all the new products we're seeing, you know, from a top line news almost every month now. But still, in the marketing world, I'm seeing still people sticking to the old models of, for example, creative production. We just have to embrace the change. I think Gen AI is going to revolutionize the content production, advertising creations for us. It is super powerful and it's super practical. It's not just a news. And secondly, I think all the marketers have to continue to learn and practice. Yes, it's heavy lifting, you know, even for, you know, players like us in the industry, we have to learn every day, but not just to catch up on what's new possible with a new technology, but also put that thought into practice. Just run all types of experiment. You know, I talked about the combination of the data capability and the Gen AI capability. That circle needs to be practiced. You'll learn a lot once you accomplish a project or two. So we just have to do it more and more and you'll learn. It's a learning and practice is itself is a closed circle. And lastly, I think most important is we have to adopt AI for innovation, not just for operation. Because I'm hearing some of the business leaders already adopting AI for only for productivity's sake. That is not enough for marketers. Yes, one AI can do 1,000 people's job, but that's just productivity. But as a marketer, we have to think about how to use AI to come up with new product idea, new service experience. Can we satisfy our customers in a different way? So those are the fundamental innovation drivers that has more of its pace right now with AI helping. I think that's something we have to bear in mind, not just talked about productivity enhancement.
There you have it, folks. Straight from the horse's mouth, from someone who has done this for many, many years and done this successfully at the highest level. Chris, it was an absolute pleasure and an absolute honor chatting with you today. Thank you so much for sharing your insights, your learnings, as well as all the cool things that you're doing in marketing and beyond at Alibaba. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.